Now, what if Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube had to delete the posts of online trolls? This could soon be a reality with the European Commission releasing a plan for controlling racist comments online. This conduct requires some of the world's biggest social media platforms to remove racist comments and what it calls hate speech within 24 hours. So will this plan really quieten the internet trolls and stop racism online? We're joined by Dr. Fiona Martin, Senior Lecturer in Convergent and Online Media at the University of Sydney. Good morning, Fiona.
Good morning.
Now, do you think that this plan to delete racist comments and hate speech will do anything to help stop racism?
Well, look, it's a step forward. It's very early days because the code of conduct was only released last week, and it's a bit vague in some places. Certainly, I think the actual steps that have to be taken before the social media companies act are not quite carefully detailed. But look, it's a great moment that at least a national or regional government structure and civil society and social media will have a process for negotiating.
When you talk about those steps, how is it different from what's happening now? Because usually the individual has to report it. Will that still have to happen, or will there be filters that pick up on hate speech? How do you see the process working?
Well, at the moment, if I see what's defined as hate speech, an illegal hate speech, remember this actually has to happen within a legal process. If I see something that is illegal under EU law, I then have to get in touch with Facebook or Twitter. And I can report that under their processes, but really after that what happens is a bit obscure. And a lot of people complain that there isn't much accountability and it's not clear what is actually defined by those companies as hate speech. And they don't know when they'll take it down. And there's no kind of response time, yeah?
Mm.
So what the Code of Conduct suggests is that if there's an official report, and the official report would have to come through a civil society group that is recognised, or through an EU reporting structure, some sort of body, then Facebook or Twitter or YouTube or any of the Microsoft platforms would have to take it down within 24 hours. But it's that official tag that's a bit blurry, because at the moment it's not clear what the bodies are that would get that tag of, you know, hate speech reporter.
Do you think, this is in the EU, the European Union, do you think that the benefits of this will flow on to places like Australia?
I would like to think so, but the thing is that the European Commission has been, and the individual countries within the EU, within the European Union, have been after, particularly Facebook, for some time to act on these issues. And so the EU represents quite a significant group of national governments. There's been legal action from German lawyers. There's been calls from the French and German governments for Facebook to act. So I don't know that the Australian government really has political clout to get this to happen. It's possible. If the scheme works out and if it doesn't have too great an impact on these companies' bottom line, yes, it's possible that will flow on. I think it should, because I can't see a situation where in the future we don't have frameworks for international corporate action on particularly important social issues like this.
Now, in Australia recently, Adam Goods and Greens MP Jenny Leong have recently been victims of racism on social media.
And Nova Peris, yeah.
Yeah, and Nova Peris. In looking at the current European framework, would social media have stepped in to prevent some of that racism?
Look, if it wasn't able to be taken down in other ways, yes. I don't know about the exact comments that Jenny Leong experienced, but Nova Peris, definitely. Adam Goods, again, I'd have to see the exact comments that you're talking about. In some ways, there you could say, oh, no, we already have a fine framework for dealing with this, you know, i.e. if people are famous enough, if they are great enough public figures, then, yeah, the pressure comes on social media through the media, through the mainstream media, to act. I think the thing is that this gives less famous people. It gives groups that perhaps don't have the sort of profile of these people to make complaints and have them acted on. What I'd like to see, though, is that there was a more transparent process overall for people who are experiencing violent speech online, because hate speech is one thing, but sexualized violence is a huge problem for a lot of women. Mm-hmm. And there's really very little that they can do about it. Often it can take years to get the companies to act. And again, unless people go to the media and they have a really egregious example, like we saw around Gamergate, then it's really, you know, we don't have the kind of transparency from the social media companies in the way that they deal with those really nasty attacks on people.
Well, hopefully it's a step in the right direction, recognising that this does happen online and there is a certain responsibility of these platforms to deal with it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've always wondered when I've looked at, for example, Facebook's their rules, their terms of service, community standards, they call them, and you look at it and the banner across the top of the community standards page has this really happy, beautiful world where, you know, there are air balloons sailing in the air and ships floating on the sea and everything is calm and peaceful. That's not the world we live in. And so the community standards for social media companies like that, they don't acknowledge how the deep kind of divisions in the world and the fact that, you know, we have legal frameworks elsewhere to deal with them, particularly in terms of speech. So it's really good to see, finally, them acknowledging, right, we're going to have some sort of framework, agreed framework with governments and the rest of society, to act on this.
Dr. Martin, thank you very much for your time this morning and enjoy the rest of your public holiday Monday.
Yeah, you too.